Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your midweek motivator with CB and the boys. With your host, Crystal CB and the boys, George, Roger Hawkins, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas. Get set for music, motivation, conversation, and fun. Now here's CB and the boys.
So it's not like
Google.
All right. So at least I give him a few minutes.
All right.
Bristol. Over there. And don't forget to send me a copy of your picture. Okay. He's in the middle of a photo
shoot.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in Blog Talk on your phone, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Close out of restraint. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm out of restraint.
Roger, you hear that? Pure silence.
Yes, I do. Hold on.
Here we go. Okay.
That was in me. Hold on. Pure silence. I love it.
Okay.
Crystal, log back into restream.
All right, I'm back. Yay!
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Nice man. I'm correct. We should hear it again. Hold on. Mic check. Everybody say something.
Something.
Oh, there we go. No, I already hear it. Hold on. Can you hear me? Check, check, check.
Yeah.
You can't? Oh, yeah. You can hear me right now?
Yeah.
Check, check, check. Oh, yeah. No line. Okay, I know what's happening. Okay. So.
Do we need to do a test on YouTube too? Or is that straight?
We need to what?
I said, do we need to test YouTube and Facebook as well?
No, because when we figure it out here, it won't be there.
Okay.
I think I have it figured out. I think I know what it is.
Yeah, since we're a part of iHeartRadio now, shoot, this has got to be Chris.
Check.
Get away from the damn door.
All right, who's fucking with Rufus over there? Y'all making the perito mad.
the maid? It's nice having maids, though.
Yeah, I know. It's all my kids, but they're working.
Check.
Shall I play some music?
That sounds good.
All right. Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the mood, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. Say like
You killing my vibe?
I bet you won't.
You can close my door now. Nice. No, I'm excited I damn fool. I might as well finish on the music class.
Cause I ain't a star tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. The shoes on, get up in the mood, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong.
Feedback is coming from your phone and also being on Blog Talk. Do you have your headphones?
Oh, I know we're. Can you hear me right now?
Yeah. Through Blog Talk.
No, I know where. Right. I know where it's coming from. I just got to get the right sequence on this cable. So give me a minute. But when you turn the music on, I can't hear the feedback until the music stops.
George, you want to call muted or unmuted?
I want you to stay unmuted.
Wait, so unmuted or muted?
I think you said unmuted.
Okay, that's what I thought. Cool.
I'm muted, though. Aren't you? I'm muted.
Not on Blog Talk. I'm not. I'm muted on Restream.
I'm muted on Restream, too. So what is he talking about? Oh, he wants us unmuted on computer.
Okay, I'll unmute all of my everything. I'm unmuted everywhere except where George got me muted.
I'm unmuted everywhere except Bruce James.
No, every time I unplug this one cord, it hangs up. You know, getting a smartphone.
Said, don't unplug the cord. Problem
solved. No, I got you in order to troubleshoot this.
Oh.
Double. Little girl, if you take my stuff out and don't dry it again, I'm going to choke that. You left my stuff all damp. Yeah, if you're going to do that, just throw them on the hook then, because, yeah, if they bought up, I guess they come out. Tell your mother that. 20 minutes, we're done. Where's the beer? You got a bag of icy dirty and shit. What's up? For real?
Yeah.
Learn how to use your other arm so you can do it both ways. Get between me. All right.
What is? And it should be over here. This way. Check, check, check.
Voting law saying that they should vote stay out of politics. Coincidentally, stay out of politics is also Georgia's new rule for black people. Donald Trump also released a statement urging his followers to boycott the Trump. Oh, damn. I guess Donald Trump would have no problem with the guns that you could buy online and assemble at home. Remember how frustrated and angry you get assembling a dresser?
What if I do this? In theory. I should be able to. Actually. Do this. And that. Check.
As part of the new superhero franchise, The Emergence.
Hey, you must be watching some funny stuff.
Yeah, SNL. Will.i.am is launching a new face mask. And then they said, well, if he doesn't put out another hit, he'll be Will.i.was. Well, they said it a lot better. It was hilarious. And Tyler Perry's got a new Madea series that will be launched, and it's going to show the origins of Madea. So, like, Madea as a child growing up. So that should be interesting.
Oh, God.
Hey, Raj, they might have casting calls. You never know.
Here's what I'll say. I wouldn't have a problem working for Tyler Perry. I wouldn't have a problem working for TP because he keeps the same people. So that much I wouldn't have a problem with. It's that campy-ass concept that he did stuff. It's like, it's just a shade less bad than reality TV.
You wouldn't play Madea's husband?
Yeah, I play Madea's husband. Oh, God. Joe's her brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, somebody shoot me.
You could be Cole's daddy, the real one.
Right. Oh, yeah, Cole's daddy.
And you could be Madea's boyfriend when she was younger. And you could be the one she almost married. The one that almost had Madea settle down.
Yeah, that would go over well.
Okay.
So how would you handle the love thing? That's the question.
Trust me, there wouldn't be any. Have you seen her do any yet? Then you're fucking wrong.
Well, they have to have her kiss somebody.
Oh, yes, they won't. Tyler likes to kiss boys. He likes to kiss boys for real, so he can't put that in his movies. Mm-hmm. I am a boy, Damon.
Mm. So I think Wednesday we should definitely talk about the stuff that's been going on. That my mind just went blank. Oh, but there's been another victim of police brutality. Did you guys know that in Virginia, a black man was stopped basically driving while being black, and he's a military man. He was a lieutenant in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And he's suing him. But these officers today, they haven't been suspended or fired or nothing. Nothing has happened. And clearly, it's crazy. And clearly, they were in the wrong. So it's crazy.
Well, as you know, people always have cams, and even the police, the best cams, pick up some of the crap that they don't erase. I mean, there's always going to be somebody to check it out. So, yeah, it was already out, which is good in terms of exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just happened over this past week.
Yeah, yeah. Just a damn shame.
Not the one to talk about the little Nas X, huh?
Well, I'm just saying, I had that interesting discussion too. Yeah, little Nas X and that whole marketing thing.
Yeah, it's a marketing thing, but when you really think about it, it's like when celebrities are out there. Okay, the echo is like ridiculous.
Hey, what echo is that?
That echo, oh my God, it's got me looking dumbfounded, like literally. Every time that echo plays, it's killing my vibe. I'm sitting here, and especially when we do video, I'm sitting there like, not sure what's happening. Now my thing is back green. Nope, it's now it's yellow. Is my video freezing or anything?
No.
Has it froze at all?
No.
Would you tell me if it did? No.
He died. Whatever would I do with that?
Check.
So, but
you one, but I can't get the other. If I get that, if I switch to that,
and if you need to switch to that, what
do you mean?
Undo that. Undo this, undo that.
Why can't you access it?
Anything else?
Check. What in the damn hell? What's happening?
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a cotton city. Blog Talk with you. My audio. Send my audio back to the stream. So, send my audio. In a second. Take a sound for it. Channel. Okay.
So, Raj, what is your take on the Little Nas X situation? I mean, it's a matter of censorship. Do you think that? But do you think that it is the celebrity's responsibility or the artist, whatever, if it's their responsibility to? To monitor their kids or to censor who watches their. It is, but my thing is, it also is a matter of censorship too, because it's not the, in my opinion, it's not the celebrity's responsibility to make sure that kids aren't watching their stuff. It's the parents' responsibility to make sure that kids aren't watching that stuff. They need to watch their kids more if they're concerned about children seeing this or hearing that.
Well, of course. I don't look. There are celebrities in the past who said it, and then they've gotten torn apart by it. They say, "Well, I'm not a role model." Yes, you are. If you don't care, you don't care. Are you a role model? Yeah, whether you want to be or not. But it's still not the parent's fault. I don't want my kid to idol worship anybody, but don't figure. We all have sports heroes and shit like that. So my thing is, if they're not having open conversation with their kids about what this guy is doing and why, who he is and all that, then that's on them. If you're afraid to talk to your kids and you don't know how, you're uncomfortable, then you're going to let TV raise them. I don't have a problem with what he's doing, because if my kid came to me and said they wanted that, I would definitely have to know, okay, why? Why? Is this, well, I just like his music. Then you better start to listen to what this person is rapping about and singing about, so that you can know what your kid likes. It may be innocent, it may be rhythm, it may be whatever, or it may be there's a message they're getting. Now, from a marketing standpoint, I think it's smart, but I also think, like my sister was trying to argue, that, oh, he's in trouble, Nike's going to sue him, blah, blah, blah. He's going to get paid on the front end or the back end. And the thing is, he did a smart thing. You realize I can take a pair of shoes right now, and I can design them how I want. If they happen to be Nike or Adidas, I can sell them individually to anybody I want. I cannot market them, though, publicly. So if I have a private page, you go, hey, think about it. Anytime when Kobe signed a pair of shoes he wore, guess what they were? Fucking Nike. But when they sold at an auction, Nike didn't get paid. His foundation or whatever got paid, it wasn't Nike. But he also wasn't publicly advertising that shoe to say these are the Kobe whatever if Nike didn't endorse it. So the thing with Lil Nas X is, he'll have to take down all public promotion of it as far as trying to advertise, because he's not part of Nike's brand. But, again, he'll get paid either on the front end from sales or on the back end from kickback, because they're going to make money because people just
Shit up. They sold out in less than a minute.
Exactly.
In less than 60 seconds. And those are $1,000 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, exactly. So, but here's the thing. Nike had to say, hey, we don't endorse this guy, because think about it. too many religious groups and things like that wear their apparel. So they had to distance themselves from him like that. I get it.
But the thing is, when they did, but the thing is, the shoes are part of a series, because before they did the Satan shoe, they also did a Jesus shoe, and Nike didn't say shit about the Jesus shoe. So that's showing a lot of hypocrisy right there.
Yeah,
so, and that's, you know, and so that's, so my thing is, you know,
I know.
But
because it's the thing is, this country is very fucking narrow-minded. We like to think we're progressive. We are not. As long as we all think alike, we're fucking progressive. The minute you think differently, you see what they do. They're going to try to kill you. So you're right. You come out with a Jesus shoe or anything like that, and they're like, that's cool. But you have just offended Muslims. You've offended Hindus. Mm-hmm. You've offended fucking – you've offended – but they don't care, because the vast majority of this country is based on some type of Christian belief. That's this country. Outside of here, I'll guarantee you those motherfuckers didn't sell as well. You know, unless people like Kanye or like whoever's selling them, the idea of a Jesus shoe is not going to go over very well, because Muslim, that is the number one religion on the planet. People don't want to understand it. It's the number one on the planet. There's far more Muslims than there are Christians and fucking Catholics and all that shit, Jews, all that shit. So, yeah, I mean, again, I think it was smart marketing. He did it on purpose. He did a good job. And that's what I was trying to explain. I don't give a shit what's on there. And then if you want to tell people there's a drop of blood in there, whose blood? Can we give a shit? Whatever. The man got paid. But, yeah,
backlash that he's getting is from parents. They're like, what about the children? But the thing is, okay, like you just said, you're a role model, whether you want to be or not. But it's also the parents' responsibility to monitor what their children see.
What?
You know, I mean, think about it. Migos was at the Kids Choice Award. Now, mind you, Migos does not have not one song that is for children to hear. Yet, obviously, they listen to it. Travis Scott did a Fortnite concert. He doesn't have any songs that are really, you know, for children, as well as Post Malone, who did a Pokemon concert. So when you think of things like that, and of course at the concert they did the clean radio versions of their songs, but still, you know, the fact that we know that these artists have explicit lyrics, and there is a parental advisory sticker on all of their music. So it is up to the parent to decide what their kid hears or what they're going to buy for their kid. Because there are ways to censor things. You know, like there's a kid's YouTube where you can just set your YouTube where kids can only watch, you know, age-appropriate content.
Most people aren't going to do that. And for the ones that do, I'll agree, but for the ones that do, you know, yeah, they have a more of an eye on their kids. The funny thing about it is there is no such thing as bad publicity. If you're talking shit on me, you're still talking about me. If you're talking great, you're still talking about me. So that's why Migos, Post Malone, all these guys did it. They know. Hell, you know, like, yeah, you ain't gotta love my shit, but I bet you y'all know who I am. There it is.
Yeah, again,
it's up to the parents. If you as a parent do not monitor what your kid does, then you're not their parent anymore. Somebody else is going to parent them.
Yeah.
Bad but true.
And that's true. But I don't place any blame on these artists for doing what they do. They're doing what they got to do to get paid. But at the same time, it is a parent's responsibility. You can't place all the blame on a celebrity for what your kid does.
Right.
And that's how you know, that's how I look.
You can't do that at all.
Check.
Yeah, you can't do that at all. Because, again, that's your responsibility. If you're not checking that, you got to expect something to go down. You have to.
Exactly.
Because, in the end, You don't know what they're looking at. And look, I can't keep up with everything my kids do. I don't trust them. At this point, you know, you can only hope to say, look, if I don't get your mind right, the clowns are going to suffer. But
Jake,
you can't live their life for them. So it's just a lot of it is like guidance, of course, and then some of it is just character. The content of the kids says, uh-oh.
Check.
So I think this will be an interesting topic on the show to hear what our audience has to say, you know.
Yeah, that could be one of them side joints too. We can we can ask the question, tell them, hey, give me what you think on the side.
Mm-hmm. Then of course we'll do a tribute in the when we first come on Wednesday, the first segment, like for the first 15 minutes, we'll do a tribute to DMX.
Mm-hmm.
So hard that to believe that he's gone. So we have to do a tribute to him. He's a major legend. And then we'll get into our topic after we and if you guys have any DMX songs you want played, then let me know what they are. Or just go in and upload them yourself. But let me know what they are, and I can upload them to Black Talk, and then we can play them on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So are you guys excited that we are now a part of iHeartRadio?
We'll be more excited once we work these things out. And like I said, that's what we're doing. So while we're in our fucking faces, we'll let George do the hard work. But so quick question with the whole iHeart thing.
Yeah.
What does that entail in terms of like broadcasting and stuff like that? It just opens up the doors a little more, or what?
It opens up the doors a little more because being on the iHeart platform puts us on a plethora of other platforms as well, and we get more. More visibility, to say, you know, because before we got in order to get on iHeart, you have to submit your show to them, and they have to review it and then decide if they want to put you on the platform. And they reviewed us, and because we have enough material under our belt, like we've been doing this for over a year now, and that definitely played a part in them accepting us and approving us.
They seem
to like the show. So now that we're on iHeart, we'll be able to attract more sponsors. It'll be more appealing when we're looking for advertisers because they know that their stuff is going to get seen. So we need to now start pushing our show on iHeart because anytime we do a show, because iHeart has the RSS feed for Blog Talk, so anytime we do our show on Blog Talk, it's automatically on iHeart.
Okay. Well, yeah, we really got to get some stuff together and worked out, because you know, again, the bigger your platform, the more exposure you get. You definitely want to come with, guns blazing.
Exactly. Right. And before this month is up, we'll have the licensing taken care of for the radio station. And we can really push the radio station as well. And because eventually it would be cool if we could just, be on the radio, our station, and then we still have Blog Talk, and we'll be on our station, and then we have Restream YouTube and Facebook, and then just, really, really push it and get people to go on our iHeart page and start subscribing to our iHeart feed so we can get more and more listeners over there as well.
Right.
people to subscribe. That's where the advertisers and stuff come in. So with us being on iHeart, that was a huge move.
Justin.
Because I submitted it, and I was like, I thought I'd never hear back from them. But we did, and we're in.
Justin. Why can I not control this?
We're hearing feedback from your phone and the microphone. That's what the echo's coming from.
No, I'm creating echo on purpose at the moment. And then I'm also, I'm hearing somebody else's speakers.
Probably mine. I'm walking with my phone. You want to do something with this?
Because I've got my headphones on. That can't be mine. And I'm basically...
I'm going to need you to go back to your headphones.
I'm using three phones.
And I think I got this worked out.
Check.
Yay! Okay, you hear me on Blog Talk, right?
Yeah.
Play some music.
Okay. I'm going to play you guys' favorite song. Here we go.
I saw your wife the other day. Yeah, she loves you. Yeah,
Did you guys enjoy that?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you know you loved it. It's your favorite song. Did it take you there and back again?
Yeah, to the fucking hospital.
It took me somewhere, all right.
Ah, you know you loved it.
Who's checking YouTube and what's called Facebook?
Are we on there?
I'm not broadcasting to.
No, I'm just saying. Anybody as of yet actually gotten a chance to watch and listen to a playback to make sure that we are the only ones hearing feedback? As long as they don't hear it that far, it's cool. But I'm just talking about to make sure that we don't have,
Sometimes they hear it, sometimes they don't.
Okay. Well, they shouldn't hear it at all because this is part of us being pristine and consistent. It's got to be right. Because we want sponsors.
We
want don't want feedback.
We're talking about that. Well, that also involves...
Sponsors don't want feedback.
No shit.
No piss either.
Well, that's why we're sitting here doing this now, trying to work it out. I don't want to hear feedback, let alone goddamn sponsors.
Well, I don't want to hear it either. Either.
So you've been talking to what again?
Moi? Nada. Yeah. I hear another song coming.
All right, we definitely got the
think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in here though. Hustle me dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
what?
Try that with me.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, cousin.
You know, I mean, I didn't hear know about it till tonight. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I didn't know she was an Aries.
Who are you talking about? That was not Barbie. I mean, Nicole.
Oh.
That was not my wife.
Oh,
I was about to say, if this is talking about, he didn't know it was his wife's birthday. He got it.
That was my club
huh?
sister.
Oh.
That was my club, one of my club sisters.
Oh, okay.
Barbie's birthday is the 28th.
Of April.
Yep.
She's not an Aries. But your club sister is. Anywho. So should I call in Diane, and she'll be able to tell us if she can hear feedback and stuff if you go ahead and stream it on Facebook and YouTube right quick for a hot second.
Nope. Ain't no need. I'm doing a hidden show on YouTube. So here in about 2 minutes, I'm on. Play it back. Well,
I
could tell you right now live, but... The Windows update fucked up my speakers on my other computer. So my audio file, I don't have no audio on my other computer anymore because of the damn Windows update.
There's no audio on the window?
I did a Windows 10 update.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a like open window.
It
my
kills
bad.
The audio on my speakers, on my system.
And
they won't recognize
it?
The audio no more.
And you can't fix it?
You're supposed to be able to uninstall the driver and reinstall it and it works.
That ain't working. That ain't working.
Roger, how can he fix that?
Well, if he can't get a patch for his NIC card, it doesn't look like he can. If they don't have one. I would have imagined George would have already done that.
Exactly.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. Jeez.
Was this
we talked about this last week.
This is a
proprietary box.
It's called a quantum bite. It's about as big as three packs of cigarettes.
Wow.
And so it's a real proprietary system. It ain't like I can go take the sound card out and put another one in.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were right. Oh, also, like I said, we've been talking about this. And I know you got plenty to do, so once again, we can figure out how. Are we ever intending on starting to load live video to the page so that when people go in and do a recap, we can intersplice like some of the shit that we do again, like at your club, y'all out riding, or at Jamie's comedy show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because I want to start getting footage, more footage, and like I said, I've already kind of nominated myself to travel around the damn country and get with all of y'all at any specific time. So what's the plan on that?
Well, that's still definitely in the plan.
I'm just
for it. Yeah.
What
the hell? We're brothers. We're happy and we're happy and we're brothers.
Every so often, I'm just going to do my show with a different fucking look. Because every so often, I'm just going to kick in and be like, what's up, y'all? I'm going to get them. Because, again, we're getting live feeds. Don't be like this. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about whatever. Y'all might have on some tall socks and shorty shorts and shit. You don't know what I'm going to do. when I step in and step out, I'm going to have a drink of that particular decade. Whatever the drink was in the 70s, nigga, I'm going to have some Coke 45 or something. I'm going to kick back in.
Nice. Wear a blonde wig. I'll play Cisco song for you.
Oh, Jesus. I'm pretty sure Danger's got one. What? So, when it comes to that, obviously we can kind of get into the editing later on down the road, but how are we planning on, like, splicing that in? Just like, so we can do like commercial breaks or whatever, or just chop it up and go, you know, I don't know how we doing that and put it on the like the website. Because I want it to be more like
we'll put it on the website. Come back over to look at your thing.
Hold on. Do what now?
We'll put it. It'll be on the website, but you got to remember. Well, shit. I'll show you in a minute how we'll do it. I can play those video clips. I can play those video clips right here on the restream. Live.
Okay.
You're a live show.
Oh, well then, again, what we're going to have to do is, as long as we time it up, that'll give us a good little reprieve, like commercial break and shit like that. We'll be able to, you know, pop it into the window, make it one big window, and then say, okay, you know, back to the show and all that kind of thing, if it works out that way. So that's another thing that we're going to have to kind of practice with.
Hold on a second.
Hey, why do birds fly south for the winter?
Because it's too far to walk.
Yep.
Killing me.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, she's like Kev on stage with the dad jokes and shit.
I have tons of them.
So on the boot? I bet you do.
A boot? A boot? Totally, totally.
So now I'm about to find out what
happened. Okay, boo-boo.
I'm ready to play this video back right now.
Oh, you about to play one?
Check it out. Well, I just opened up another browser. I'm going to play it on YouTube. I don't think you'll be able to hear it, even if I share it.
Oh, okay. I thought you
were. I'm just,
I'll do it on YouTube.
I'm great.
Don't worry about it.
I have a question.
Well, I am going to do one on Restream to show you how. But the same way, you seen how I did the video file for our intro?
Yeah.
So just like I put that video file on there, anything we video record, you know, out in the streets like that, what you're talking about, I can set up little clips. I have movie editing, movie video editing software on my computer. So.
Okay. So. Yeah. So when you get done doing that, let's do that, and then, like I said. Let's work on the sound first, but yeah, we can definitely start getting some clips in, man. That would just be good. Just to get a little break up.
I'm about to test it.
Hey, why do frogs jump?
Did somebody put a thumb up their ass?
No, because it's cheaper than taking the butt.
It's cheaper than taking what?
It's cheaper than taking the bus.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, come on. That was a good one.
No, it really wasn't.
I just made it up, too. I'm so talented.
Let me tell you. Damn, I'm moving this shit. Not on that.
I think we got it.
Take your word for it.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing this video back.
That's why we're sitting here doing this now and trying to work it out. I don't want to hear you think that let alone the goddamn smartphone.
Just what I thought. God damn it. I still got one problem. Fuck.
No.
Oh, there we go.
George, those sneaky ass recording when you didn't know.
God damn it. That was a fucking, that was a fail.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I can't hear any of Blog Talk. Any of the Blog Talk stuff.
How is that possible? When we're all on Blog Talk.
No, I don't understand. Yeah, I know. I have to give you a visual.
No, I get it.
Is channel off? No.
Is channel off? No.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Okay. Why is this audio not coming through? Because that should have came through. This is a microphone.
That's where the problem was. You don't have a way for people to hear what's going on Blog Talk. We can't hear the show.
We know the Blog Talk. We know the Blog Talk is working.
No, I'm talking about on YouTube and Facebook. On research.
I know. That's what I'm. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Blog Talk didn't come through. So on YouTube, the only person you can hear talking is me.
Yeah. But it hasn't been like that, has it?
No, I just changed some stuff. To eliminate the feedback. But for some reason, Blog Talk's audio didn't come. And I didn't think it was because it, it should show up on my meter, and it's not showing up on my meter. Talk and say something.
Oh, I play music.
Okay. All right, let me try this. All right.
emanate this. I have to go back to this. I'm killing me. I plugged this back in, but now I'm back right where I started from, I think. Check.
Who's hurting the puppy?
So I know what I'm going to have to do. All right. Do that with what I got. Curious. You know what?
We've got a minute left on Blog Talk. But it'll extend. But if your call drops, you won't be able to call back in. That's the only thing. George.
Call. We don't need no system call.
Now we got the feedback again.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Can you hear us? Oh, not because we're muted.
No.
Can you hear us on Blog Talk at all?
Hold on. Just hang
on a minute. Okay. Just hang on a minute. God damn it. God damn it. Stop for a second.
Show
scheduled for the next 24 hours.
It's
Blog Talk Radio.
Your
fucking
call dropped.
Yours did? Oh, Lord. Again? Hold on. Let me create another show. You see if it'll let you call back in because I just created another one.
Okay, yeah.
So this should start in just a few moments. Having to end this episode and call in for the next one.
What you doing?
All right.